Thanks, Rob. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Tonight, let's get in the holiday spirit, shall we? In studio, we have members of Chicago A Cappella. The ensemble's in the middle of their December run of Holiday A Cappella with their next show up on Friday at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. And then Saturday at St. Clement Church in Lincoln Park. And then they end the weekend on Sunday at Pilgrim Church in Oak Park. This year, Holiday A Cappella comes to us with new arrangements thanks to guest music director Paul Langford. So a slew of Chicago premieres and a U.S. premiere as well. But don't you worry, there will be all of your favorites this weekend. And tonight here in Studio 435, Chicago A Cappella has been around for almost 25 years. It's a professional a cappella group. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Chicago A Cappella, here they are. With glory to the newborn king. Take it away, guys.
Oh, Mary, what you gonna name that pretty little baby?
Glory to the newborn king. Glory to the newborn.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Chicago A Cappella in studio today, in Studio 435. They got a slew of shows coming up here this weekend. They're going to be at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. And it's on Friday, Saturday at St. Clement Church in Lincoln Park. And they end the weekend Sunday at Pilgrim Church in Oak Park. Chicago A Cappella, Holidays A Cappella. That includes 10 singers tonight. We have 8 of them. Bethany Clearfield, Carrie Plackey, Tracy Davis, Garrett Johansson, Trevor Mitchell, Carl Frank, Joe Labazetta, and Chaz Lee. That was the track Glory to the Newborn King. All right, what we'll do, we'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit about Chicago A Cappella, which is coming up on 25 years in existence. And, of course, hear some more live music in Studio 435. Stay with us. It's Download Here 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's Monday night, so it's Studio 435, a weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue with our audio engineer virtuoso Bob Ferguson, of course. And this is the time of the night where I say, who is here? Chicago a cappella. We just heard their rendition of Glory to the Newborn King. They are doing Holidays a cappella, which is a really all December-long performances. This weekend coming up, they've got shows in Evanston, Lincoln Park, and Oak Park. I'll get you all that information coming up. 8 of the 10 singers are here, and Matt Greenberg as well, who's the executive director of Chicago a cappella. He's with me now. Matt, I mean, it's amazing to think of a cappella and where it's come from pop culturally, but when we talk about the holidays and we talk about this kind of music, you can see the so many different types of music and so many songs that we know, whether it be on our front porches or whether it be in choirs downtown or in churches throughout. But what makes Chicago a cappella or holidays a cappella stand out?
Well, we like to talk about the fact that, exactly as you said, you hear this music, holiday music, all month long, sometimes longer than all month long, and sometimes by the time it's over, you're really kind of sick of it because you've heard that same song for 30 years. So we really try to, present the music in a way that you really haven't heard it before. So certainly there's a lot of music in Chicago a cappella's repertoire that is really unusual and you won't really hear anywhere else at all. But even the stuff, you kind of yearn for that familiarity sometimes, and maybe you want to hear your favorite carol. But we try to find arrangements that are really unique and unusual and kind of innovative.
Has that always been the case with Chicago a cappella?
Really
going
has.
Back to 1993, that's why you guys stand out?
Yeah, I think that has been kind of one of the features of the group right from the start. Our founder and still artistic director, Jonathan Miller, has a really strong sort of bent toward that taste. And luckily, he has a really good ear and a really good eye for choosing stuff that kind of fits that mold.
When you're talking about a holiday concert or program, do you have to find a balance between the out there arrangements and what you really want to do to take apart these songs and what the audience expects to see from a holiday performance?
Absolutely. I mean, we hear literally both extremes every single year. You know, we have some folks that love us and come to hear every single concert we do. And, they'll say, gee, we really appreciated that, medieval Icelandic Latin thing, but could you just throw us a bone and give us something that we've heard before? And then on the other hand, there are people that, would really like to hear a concert of just the most familiar stuff that they know and love. And so it's a balance, absolutely.
Well, what's amazing, not just about Holidays a cappella, but what you do, Chicago a cappella, and just listening to your work all day today, I mean, you really are spending time thinking about the performance of songs, whether it be Beatles songs or other things, but really thinking about how to deconstruct the song and be able to use it with the singers and the different styles that you have.
Right, and that's kind of a difficult task sometimes because, we are a classical ensemble, really. The singers are all classically trained, and these are folks that, are singing in the Chicago Symphony Chorus and Lyric Opera and Music of the Baroque and all of the sort of great classical institutions in town. But they have to have that sort of stylistic flexibility because what we do, just as you say, really, tries to find something a little bit new and unique. And, it'll incorporate elements of jazz, which we're going to hear a little bit later on tonight. So it takes that sort of ability to jump from style to style.
Well, I was going to ask, and I'll ask the musicians as well, but the idea of approaching music that way, if you're trained in a certain way and you're trained in a classical performance kind of way, is it difficult to retrain yourself to get out of that, to play off of that, to try different styles of music?
I think for some singers it probably is, and that's, again, it's almost like that's kind of the litmus test for, being one of the gang. And when he's looking for new singers, we've got a pretty stable roster of folks that have been with us for quite a while, though we've got a number of new singers with us for this program. And, you know, I think he would agree that that approach to music and sort of open-minded approach to it is absolutely key because, for one thing, you know, it's a team sport and it's really about the personalities and getting along
the chemistry,
and
right?
playing well with others, right? But it's that sort of musical flexibility as well that's really
important. There's something about it, too. I mean, beyond just chemistry and being a team sport, it really is about singing in ensemble, and how you see the even hear the voices tonight come together on songs that we know, and we're going to hear some coming up here. It really is about not just standing out as a singer or vocalist, but how you play together in an ensemble.
It is, and my favorite part of it is, you know, as a listener is, you know, hearing this sort of beautiful, well blended, balanced sound. And then, you know, magically somebody has a solo line and they just kind of step forward or don't step forward. They just start singing the solo line and it kind of blows you away. And you
right.
realize, man, you know, the vocal quality of these singers is just amazing that they can really do both.
Well, I mean, being somewhat of a, I would say, I don't have a great amount of experience when it comes to a cappella or being an avid listener of it. It's amazing to listen to the work all day and understand just the subtle nuances that can bring a soprano or a mezzo-soprano or the bass together and make that sound that you don't need the instrumentation around it.
Right. And sometimes, we were just talking about this the other day, we generally sing with two or three singers per voice part. Sometimes everybody's carrying their own line. Sometimes the section is, you know, singing together as a section. But the whole section's, you know, two or three people. It really, that's the challenge because, you know, if you're in a bigger group, of course,
right.
there's some place to hide. And, you know, you kind of rely a little bit more on your neighbors sometimes.
Absolutely. That's the fun part of having 10 voices, right? There's no place to hide.
That's right.
That's it. Chicago Acapella in studio tonight. We're talking about Holidays Acapella. The show's coming up this weekend. You got Friday, we'll be at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. Saturday, we'll be at St. Clement Church in Lincoln Park. And then Sunday at Pilgrim Church in Oak Park. Holidays Acapella is Chicago Acapella's big show. They've been playing it all December. It wraps up this weekend. All right, in studio tonight, Bethany Clearfield, Carrie Plackey, Tracy Davis, Garrett Johansson, Trevor Mitchell, Carl Frank, Joe Labazetta, and Chaz Lee, and Matt Greenberg's the executive director of Chicago Acapella. Let's get another track here at Studio 435. Here is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Take it away, guys.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's fall when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Joy,
joy,
joy.
Joy.
Tidings of comfort and joy. Joy.
From God our Heavenly Father, from the Seven that there was born in Bethlehem the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Great joy! The shepherds at those tidings rejoiced much in mind, and left their flocks a-feeding in tempest, storms, and wind, and straight they came to Bethlehem, the Son of God to find. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Joy!
Joy.
Tidings of comfort and joy, great joy. Tidings of joy, great joy.
Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place.
see two loving brethren each other now embrace. This merry tide of Christmas is drawing on apace. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
In studio, Chicago a cappella. They are their big show, Holidays a cappella, all month long. This weekend, you've got three opportunities to see them: Friday at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston, Saturday at St. Clement Church in Lincoln Park, and then Sunday at Pilgrim Church in Oak Park. Chicago a cappella has 10 singers. Tonight, we have eight of them: Bethany Clearfield, Carrie Plackey, Tracy Davis, Garrett Johansson, Trevor Mitchell, Carl Frank, Joe Labazetta, and Chaz Lee. Chicago a cappella in studio 435 tonight. Very excited to have you guys. And we've got more on the way. We'll take a quick break, get an update on the news with Rob Martyr, and we'll come back to more live music in studio 435. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio 435 tonight, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer, Chicago a cappella. They're in the middle of their December run of Holidays a cappella. Their next stop, Friday at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston, and Saturday at St. Clement Church in Lincoln Park, then Sunday at Pilgrim Church in Oak Park. It's almost 25 years of Chicago a cappella. Holidays a cappella, a tradition here in town, and also awesome to have in studio 435. Eight of the 10 singers. We've got Bethany Clearfield, Carrie Plackey, Tracy Davis, Garrett Johansson, Trevor Mitchell, Carl Frank, Joe Labazetta, and Chaz Lee. Get back to the live music here. Here they are with the Huron Carol. Take it away, guys.
Jesus is born.
That's so good. So good. Chicago Acapella in studio here with their Holidays Acapella, their shows that have been running throughout December. They're going to be at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston on Friday, Saturday at St. Clement Church in Lincoln Park, then the weekend Sunday, Pilgrim Church in Oak Park. Holidays Acapella has, I want to bring back in Matt Greenberg, executive director of Chicago Acapella. You know, when you hear songs like the Huron Carol, that's not one that you are going to expect door to door from Christmas carols. How do you have to become? Do you have to become a holiday song historian to do this job?
What one almost does, yeah. And I certainly can't say that I am, but I sang in the group for many years, and there's a number of songs like that that have come across our concert stages over the years, and. Yeah, I mean, it helps when, you know, you've got these great arrangers kind of bringing some of these things forward, and maybe you don't even really know the original tune. It's not one of your, you know, familiar Christmas carols, but, you know, an arrangement like that by Eleanor Daly, and it really kind of brings it to life, and the Paul Langford arrangements that we've been doing a lot.
Let me ask about arrangers. I mean, how important is it for you guys to bring guest arrangers in to take a look at the traditional music and spice it up?
Usually we're lucky enough to find the stuff that's, you know, sort of been arranged, and it's really a matter of digging through, you know, the archives, or now it's the online archives, and just kind of finding the stuff. In a few cases, though, we've been lucky enough to work with musicians here in Chicago. Our music director emeritus, Patrick Sinizich, and Paul Langford, who's music directing this show, who in addition to being great music directors, are incredibly talented arrangers. And so they've got, you know, usually stores of stuff that they've arranged over the years. And if sometimes when we're lucky, they arrange something just for us for one of our programs.
You know, one of the things it mentioned I saw in the press was just the fact that it's called out that there's a lack of there's not a conductor in this ensemble. Right. There's not somebody who stands and asks for more or less, or kind of evens it out and balance the ensemble. That in a way, it's kind of touted that that's a good thing for this ensemble because it helps with innovation and arrangement.
Yeah, and certainly one of the challenges of singing in the group. Really, during rehearsal, they have to spend a lot of time figuring out how we're going to make this work without a conductor. But it really does sort of enforce that coalescence of sound. So there's nobody standing in front of them to make it work. Those 10 singers just have to be balancing, be listening, you know, really intently the entire time.
Matt Greenberg is the executive director of Chicago Acapella. I want to bring a couple singers in so we could talk a little bit about the craft. Carrie Plackey and Trevor Mitchell in studio. Hello. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Move
the TV a little bit here so I can see you. So how did you get involved in Chicago Acapella? I mean, are you musicians and singers outside of the ensemble? And this is a project that you guys work in. Explain how you got involved. Trevor, why don't we start with you?
Sure. A friend and colleague of mine here in Chicago, John Concepcion, was one of the founding members, tenor, and had a conflict and couldn't do the show. And this was the second season of Chicago Acapella. And so I got a call and said, would you like to come and audition and fill in for John? And I did that, only intending to sing that one set and disappear. I sang those concerts, and then Jonathan contacted me after and said, would you like a contract to sing with us? And I've been here since.
Wow, that's amazing. How about you, Carrie?
You know, the exact same thing happened to me. I filled in for Amy Kahn. And I did the one set of concerts, and then the next season she decided was her last. And so they asked me to come and take her spot. Yeah, and I've been here ever since.
Well, what is it about Chicago Acapella and what you guys do that keeps you coming back? Because that's a long time to stay with an ensemble for both of you. And we were just talking to Matt a little bit about the arrangements and the innovation that comes with this. I mean, is that a draw to you as professional singers to participate in a project that's going to be a little bit outside the box?
Absolutely. I think for me, the main draw is the fact that all of us sing as soloists. And in this ensemble, unlike any other, we get to do that as well as be ensemble singers. And it keeps your musicianship really at a peak level because you have to be able to read well. You have to be able to learn music very quickly. You have to be able to blend and then step out as a soloist and be featured. And so that's very unique. And I find that exciting, and that's what keeps me coming back. Plus the variety of music, right? So you can sing Bach and You know, if you're in a big symphony chorus, you're going to do Verdi Requiems every season. I can tell you that here, even though you repeat some pieces of music, it's really unique. And no concert set is exactly the same as any other.
Carrie, for you, and I'm fascinated on how vocalists and singers approach a cappella music. I mean, for you to be a singer, a professional singer, to think about the work without instrumentation behind, do you prefer that? Do you prefer working in ensembles in which you are a cappella and that's it? Or do you like the instrumentation that usually is provided?
You know, I do both because I sing in the Chicago Symphony Chorus as well. And it's just different. I like this group because it's such a high level. We are constantly making music at a really high level. And we all work together musically, but we all get along really well. And it's just a different, it's an intimate experience that you don't get in a big symphonic chorus. Mm-hmm. So I just really appreciate how just our relationships and how well we work together. And it's just a nice, intimate, close relationship. And the level of musicianship is very high.
I love it. We do Studio 435. I have musicians come in from all over, all different genres and disciplines and walks of life. And I want to ask you guys as singers, as vocalists, what do you have to do to keep at the top of your game? What do you have to do to practice, to stay loose, to try to get yourself ready for new things that happen with Chicago a cappella? What is it? Take us through a little bit of the discipline that goes into being a professional singer.
I'll start. I think it's different for everyone, but Carrie and I have had this discussion over the years. So I really pay a lot of attention to just keeping your craft there. I'm not talking about the reading of music as much as I am the instrument itself. So making sure that I have time every single day to practice, paying a lot of attention to what I'm doing before and after a set of concerts here so that I can be in the best form possible. And then also one of the benefits of this group is that sometimes I will have sung something and then come into Chicago a cappella, and the voice part that I'm on is just not comfortable vocally. And having great colleagues like Garrett, where I can say, can we switch here? Because, you know, it's more comfortable.
Right,
so
right.
It's flexible in that way. But I think for me, just from the instrument, just keeping that in pristine shape and never compromising that. So sleeping well. You know,
yeah,
no partying.
Right.
I mean, do what you have to do to make sure that it's
sacrifices.
Always,
yeah,
right. That it's always on. It
I
has
love
to
it.
Always be
How
on.
How about you, Carrie?
Yeah, you know, I still take voice lessons. I think a lot of us do. In addition to practicing and keeping my voice healthy by singing, I do a lot of resting. I rest my voice a lot. I make sure that I sleep enough. I make sure that I, you know, if my kids are doing something wrong, I make sure I don't raise my voice too loud so that, you know, so that I'm protecting my voice, you know.
Right.
It's just really being careful about how you use your voice on a day-to-day basis. I teach as well, and so making sure that when I'm teaching, I'm not talking over the kids, because really it's like we're athletes.
Right.
You know, we really have to make sure that we keep our cords healthy.
Absolutely. Carrie Plackey and Trevor Mitchell are two of the singers of Chicago a cappella. Also, Matt Greenberg is the executive director of the ensemble. All right, we'll take a quick break here. And when we come back, we will wrap up with a live performance here in Studio 435, Chicago a cappella, and the show Holidays a cappella on this weekend in Evanston, in Lincoln Park, and also in Oak Park. We'll get all that info to you before we wrap up the hour. Chicago a cappella in Studio 435. Stay with us. It's Studio 435 here on the download, 720 WGN. In Studio 435 tonight, Chicago a cappella. Their December run of Holidays a cappella is coming to an end this weekend. Friday night, they're going to be at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. Saturday night, St. Clement Church in Lincoln Park. And then they'll be at Pilgrim Church in Oak Park coming up on Sunday. It's great to have 8 of the 10 singers in studio. We've got Bethany Clearfield, Carrie Plackey, Tracy Davis, Garrett Johansson, Trevor Mitchell, Carl Frank, Joe Labazetta, and Chaz Lee. We've been hearing them perform all night, and we're going to wrap up here with one of my favorites, arranged by Paul Langford. Chicago a cappella, take it away.
Have yourself a
Yeah, yeah. Chicago Acapella in studio tonight, Studio 435, Holidays Acapella. It can be found this weekend, Friday night at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston, Saturday at St. Clement Church in Lincoln Park, and then Sunday at Pilgrim Church in Oak Park. Holidays Acapella, a tradition here in Chicago that is put on by Chicago Acapella, which is coming up on their 25th anniversary. Lovely to have you all in studio tonight. 8 of the 10 singers and Matt Greenberg, the executive director. We got Bethany Clearfield, Carrie Plackey, Tracy Davis, Garrett Johansson, Trevor Mitchell, Carl Frank, Joe Labazetta, and Chaz Lee. I can't thank you all enough for coming in Studio 435 and giving us a little holiday cheer. Thanks, guys.